Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, talking a little bit of quarterback tiers. And for those who have sort of followed me and have been sort of part of, have listened to my analysis for any period of time, know that I absolutely despise rankings. There's nothing in terms of rankings. There's nothing in terms of Dynasty that I hate more than rankings, because you're trying to put a linear single point for a player in a game that is anything but that, right? And then you're trying to do that with, what, hundreds of players, and it just, they needs to reflect your strategy and your profiles and your and you know what your aim is, right? All of those things are very, very different in terms of how you should think about players. What, you know, if two players are really close, does one of them have a wider range of outcomes? Is that the right type of player for the scenario, right? Doing all those things. So I've really struggled with doing rankings. It's not something that I'm going to probably do a traditional form of. I'm going to do a little, probably two different things. And once we get some more market value stuff, I will have a better, system on this, and it's some work I'm going to do in terms of like pure dynasty rankings, with a couple of different inputs going on, and you know, we'll do more of like a kind of a better attempt at some linear stuff. So so I will be doing some of that, but I'm not right now. So what I'm doing right now is a little something different, and this is kind of something that I've always thought about, and this is something I really think about with players, especially as I'm doing startup drafts. And I'll be interested in people's thoughts in terms of how I, you know, how helpful this is. But I've gone through, and I've really, one thing I've found extremely helpful is to think about, what the player is, what question they are answering. Right. So if you are a, you know, if you're selecting, you know, Carson Wentz, right? When is he the right answer, right? Because it's at some point, right? But what's the question that you're trying to get, right? What is the, you know, what is the decision that you're trying to make? What are you trying to reflect in your strategy with selecting him? And because if you're drafting him as a running back one, you're not. That's not a good strategy, but if you're drafting him as a running back four, that is, right? So all of those things, I think the decisions that you're making, right? And what you'll see is that different players will fall into different decision buckets. So I've really gone through a bunch of these, and again, they're not linear, right? So, but they're what I call comfort windows, or really decision windows, right? So, and the way that they are structured is not meant to be linear. Like I said, you can have someone that you feel, you know, I'll get into these in a bit, that they're uncertain prior guys, but you're going to take some of the younger guys without a hit ahead of them, right? It's not meant to be that. It is meant to be to sort of focus some of your thoughts. Again, they're not per se rankings in these tiers either. I'll highlight a couple of guys that I think are better, and I'll highlight my, you know, some of my preferred stuff, and I have notes in here with all of them. So, you know, there'll be a link to it. It'll be on the site and everything. So you can go check it out, and then, you know, maybe we can do a follow-up. I'm going to do a Friday night show this week. So if anyone has questions about that, you know, it's probably a good time for it. But definitely follow up, because I'm interested, because I'm trying to do different things, because I don't think Dynasty is a linear thing. It's more of a, you know, it's more of a decision tree type of thing, and these are kind of the branches off of it. So, all right, so five year comfort windows on quarterbacks. I got three of them. And this is a combination of basically everything, right? It's hits to date, their age, you know, what they kind of projected going forward, contracts, all of that stuff, right? That's kind of the analysis in it here. So I have five-year window. I have three guys that I feel confident in: Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, and Deshaun Watson. And so, yeah, I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory there. You might not see some guys in there and say, huh. Two guys that I feel confident in 2 year windows. I say 2 years, I probably feel a little bit more comfortable for maybe a 3 year or something like that, but they're not all the way to five. So this is basically, I feel really confident in them over the next 2 years, but I can't say I feel confident over them for the next 5 years, right? So maybe it's three or four, or for, you know, each guy's going to have a different rationale here, whether it's age or, you know, production to date, whatever the decision process is, contract, right, any of those things. They're all going to be different for guys in here, but they're similar in terms of their what I would consider their my security window. So a bunch of guys in here. So Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins. So I feel pretty confident in them in at least two years. And that is, again, these aren't necessarily entirely linear. So if you see one guy ahead of another guy, it's not necessarily the right one. You know, I have some particular targets in here. For example, like Dak Prescott's a target for me. I highlighted him. Cousins is really interesting. I'm probably not going to highlight him because it's not. I don't want you to take him over some of these guys. But I think it's notable that he's in a tier for me above maybe most everyone in Dynasty. I'm very high on him in terms of what his profile represents. So I think that's a notable one, right? So when you're thinking about comfort, for me, if I'm sitting here and thinking about this, I would say, hey, I want to have probably two guys in these first two windows, right? So two guys in the, in the 5 and 2 year windows, right, that I'm really comfortable with over the next couple of years, right? I want to have probably two of them. So think about getting into that line. We'll talk about this next group for a second. This might actually be, you want two in these first three groups here. So this is I feel really confident in 2 year windows. Prescott will be a 5 year window guy if he signs a long-term contract. I need to see a little bit more from Josh Allen. I need to see a little bit more from Kyler Murray. Is all of that. You know, they have top six finishes on the resume, so that's all good. Rodgers is a little bit older. I'm still nervous about Lamar Jackson's injury or his passing stuff, so I'm just a little concerned about that. Need to see it another year out of Herbert. And same with Burrow. Tannehill's a little bit older, and Cousins is a little bit older. They're both going to be 33 next year. So, you know, that's basically the rationale in there. If Dak Prescott signs a 4 year extension for $140 million, he's going up into the next tier, right? He's going into the 5 year window. So I feel good about that. I just want to see what the money is, and see what his thing is. And, where he's going to be is not necessarily as important as just knowing that he's locked down just from the injury perspective and all that. So that's that group. And then now I have some guys that are what I would consider a likely 2 year window, but I have a current question on. Right. So that's Matt Ryan, Jared Goff, and Matthew Stafford. Both of them, all three of them, I think, project in a multi-year window. Feel good about them producing over multiple years. I'm just a little uncertain with their situations right now. Matt Ryan could be a cut, could be a cap casualty, could be on the move potentially, in a trade. I think that's less likely, but you have a new coaching staff. You have a new front office, right? You've got all these things. It's just a little concern there. So if 6 months go, or, you know, if 3 months goes by, hey, you know, we're going to extend Matt Ryan. We're going to, we feel really good about him as our guy. We're not going to trade him, any of that stuff. He's going to probably bump up into the 2 year window. So these are guys that are likely on the 2 year window, but I just have a little question about Goff. You know, again, he's top 16 finish, 27 years old next year, got two top 12 finishes, a top six finish on his resume. Feel good about him. Maybe he's not super elite, but I feel good about him in like a super flex quarterback too. I think that's like pretty good. But for the fact that they keep tinkering around with wanting to change the with some of the quotes from McVay and from Les Snead today in particular when I'm recording this, those things are just giving me a little bit of just a little bit of concern there. So that's, likely 2 year window. I think he's probably a long-term starter, but crazier things have happened. And I just don't like some of the smoke that's coming out of there. Stafford, again, he's one of those guys that I think could be like an early 30s retirement. So it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. Looks like we're going to be fine. It looks like he's going to go play someplace else. I just want to see where that landing spot is. And then I'm feeling confident in a couple year window for him. So, all right. So then I've got guys that are what I would consider uncertain prior hits, right? So guys that I'm not really sure about where they're going. There's five of them. Carson Wentz, I've talked a lot about him. Yeah, so he's a big question for me in terms of where he's going to go. Derek Carr, he was the best quarterback in football off no play action. He's got a movable contract, but he was very good. He's terrible on play action, which is interesting. In terms of yards per attempt, he was the best quarterback in football on no play action. So it's odd for that. Like, that is hashtag good, but the play action stuff is weird. I think I was watching some tape on it again. I'm no tape savant, but I think it's a little bit of the construct. I think that's kind of what's going on with it, is sort of how they're running some of their play action stuff. It's not true play action, and it's actually harming them. So it's interesting. It's a notable outlier. Like 27 out of the 34, I think you're 37 out of the 44 qualifiers, I think we're like better on play action. It's really rare that guys aren't better on play action. So he's one of them. So, but I think he's good. Again, is he elite? That's a question. Only one top 12 finish to date. Jameis Winston, I think the upside's really high. I'd bet pretty heavily that he's going to get a shot almost on necessity, right? I think you're going to get some retirements. You've got Rivers. A guy like Trubisky, I'm not sure he's going to walk in as a week one starter. In some of these teams, you know, with Cam, right? Some of the guys that are out there that started this year, I don't think are going to start again. And so almost by necessity, I think Jameis is going to get a job. So again, Denver has been something that was suggested in the Analytics of Dynasty group. That'd be really interesting. He's obviously turnover prone. I think he can be fixed, right? Or limited, and you know, we can cut back on some of those problems to some extent. And hope to be in a better situation here coming into 2021 than just being a backup in New Orleans. But I think he could potentially be a starter. And there was some thought that in New Orleans, there was some thought that Breeze actually said to him, hey, this is your team now. So, you know, maybe there is something there. Maybe they like him. You know, we'll see all the contract stuff and how that all works out. But I do think he's almost by necessity going to be a starter. Okay, so then you got young players without a hit. So this is a little bit broader of a category, and some of them might not necessarily be young, but I put them in sort of like the early phase of their career as a quarterback. So you got Mitchell Trubisky, Dwayne Haskins, Tua, Baker, Sam Darnold, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, Drew Lock, Josh Rosen. I threw, you know, this is the same. This is a broad tier of players, obviously. Jimmy Garoppolo. Again, he's not necessarily young, but sort of on that younger-ish quarterback track in terms of, like, you know, total starts. Teddy Bridgewater, again, not young. I get that. Taysom Hill, again, not young, but sort of younger on the quarterback track. We don't really know who he is yet. Gardner Minshew, Jacob Eason, Jared Stidham, and Kyle Allen. Not all of those guys were starters this year or relevant or maybe relevant going forward. But, you know, I'd sort of tier them together, and I think that you have to think about them as different bets, right? So that would be the thought that I would have there with those guys, thinking about their different, you know, the different bets that they represent, the different opportunities that they represent. So, again, in this tier, when you look at this, like, I don't know, Baker probably is probably going to kind of be who he is. Again, I have some questions about his contract. That's certainly one that I say, you know, if they extend him, maybe I feel a little bit different about him than I do right now. Right. So that would be one thing that I would say in terms of him is there's a question there, right? In terms of some of the elite upside too. Is that in play? I'm not sure. Right. So that's really how I'm thinking about these guys. And you know, they're different types of bets. Again, in this range, I think Jordan Love represents an interesting buying opportunity because it's probably going to be a discount, especially if Rodgers is back. So that's one that's pretty interesting there. Not making a ton of huge investments here. I haven't included the rookies in here either. You know, this is largely an avoid category for me, unless I'm taking super cheap bets. So Trubisky may be really cheap. You know, Darnold's got to be cheap. He's got to be, you know, we're talking into the 20s, mid to later 20s there for me to really feel comfortable with Darnold, for example. Taysom Hill, I wrote that I think he's a dark horse for a top 10 quarterback finish in 2021. He's one. If I'm going to get in the 30s of startup draft ADP, like, I think you got to ring that bell, just because I do think there's some unique, right? Like, almost out of necessity, he could be their guy, because of cap and all that stuff. Like, and he wasn't as bad as I think some people thought he was last year in terms of some of the stats. And again, you're more concerned about fantasy. I think between him and Jameis, it'll be interesting to see if what that situation is. But I do think at his price, you know, if he's going to be in the third, you know, later 20s into the 30s, I think that's an interesting investment there. Teddy Bridgewater, he just does not throw touchdowns. And so he had a decent year in terms of some of the other stuff, but just doesn't throw touchdowns. Does that go up? Maybe. But he's been a really low touchdown rate guy throughout the early part of his career. And that's just pretty concerning to me. So that's kind of where I am on these guys. And I think you really have to, be selective in this range, right? And you're really trying to take, good priced bets. I would have pretty much the guys above them in terms of, the certainty guys. Absolutely. Like, I wouldn't want to have, I wouldn't, for example, like I have Burrow up in a tier higher than Tua, just because I'm uncertain about Tua. I'm uncertain about Baker. I'm uncertain about Daniel Jones, right? These guys are young guys. They're uncertain and they don't have a hit, right? So with Burrow and Herbert, I feel much, much better. And that's why they're in a higher tier. Then you have the some of what I would consider veterans near the end. So that's Drew Brees. I think he's going to retire. Brady. Roethlisberger, Alex Smith, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick's a dark horse to start. He might not even be a dark horse. Like, he might be like a coin flip to start in 2021 someplace. Just because I think, again, there's going to be some necessities. And Nick Foles is in there too. And so then you got uncertain veterans that are, veterans, backup types that are for some reason not in the earlier category. And so a good example of this is like Case Keenum. Marcus Mariota's in here too. The reason I put him in this and not a different tier, like an uncertain one, is, with the guys like Wentz and Carr and Winston, he's under contract. So some of those other guys, right, they have a job, but he's under contract as a backup right now. I actually think that both him and Carr are reasonable trade value guys, right? You could do a reasonable trade of them if you're the Raiders, and I think that there might be some demand there. So that would be something that I would watch for. Again, if Mario is going to be stuck as a backup, he's going to be 29 when he hits free agency. Is that a Ryan Tannehill type situation? Maybe. He looked good in a small sample this year, but he's more in like the what I would consider like a veteran, not necessarily on track to start this year. So Jacoby Brissett's also in here. Again, these are some of the lower tier backup guys, Nick Mullins, Robert Griffin, Brian Hoyer. They're more backup types right now. I do think of these guys, I think Mariota is one that could elevate. And I think he's probably the lone guy in here that might ever be handed a 2020 or a week one starting job, going forward. So, so that's really the crux of it. And so it's broken into, they're different boxes here on the sheet. So again, I'm going to post it in the, a sheet on the site so you can see it, and I'll link it in the show notes here. They're not precise, things, right? But I think they're more of the, hey, how's your, what type of decision do you want to make? What type of risk? If you're in the 20s, are you going to take is it more of like, hey, I want to take a young guy, or I want to take like a guy who's got some prior experience, but there's a lot of uncertainty, right? I think those are different ranges of outcomes, and you need to think about that bet, right? And then think about, is that player represent the type of bet that you want to make, right? So that's really how I'd use these and think about them. Again, this isn't the end all be all of how these are going to be, but I'm going to sort of use this exercise, and I think it helps frame the mind. And then we'll do more of like a, I have some interesting ideas on how to try and do like some, not necessarily rankings, but like some specific numbers, I guess, to go with them. So, All right, well, that'll do it for this time, for this edition. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we'll talk again soon.